Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, our call-in number is 347-945-6693. Just heard our number one coach, and now let's hear from our attorney, Mr. Mark Smith. Mr. Mark Smith, are you there, sir?
No, I am, Nolan. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing excellent. It's a motivating and happy Monday. How is your Monday going today?
It's going great. It's going great. The sun's shining finally, so that's a good thing.
Man, and I'm feeling stronger and stronger by the second. The more it's shining, the stronger I'm getting. So what you got for us today, Mark?
So, you know, just kind of continuing on the theme of employment law, especially with small businesses, I came across this article and just kind of wanted to share a few of the tips in it. So,
okay.
You know, I know most folks probably know that Texas is an at-will employment state. And so basically what that means is that the employer or the employee can terminate an employment relationship pretty much for any reason. And I say pretty much, you know, because there's always those, protected classes that are out there. And again, I think most folks know what those are. You know, you can't fire somebody because of their race or religion, sex, national origin, that sort of thing. But there's a few kind of oddball areas where if you, you know, terminate an employee, the employer in Texas can get in a lot of trouble. And I was just kind of going to give everybody a few of those. Some of them are going to seem like, well, yeah, that totally makes sense. But, you know, until the legislature or the court tells you that you can do it, and lawyers are pretty hesitant to say that you should or shouldn't do something. So number one is, don't fire an employee for refusing to commit a criminal act. And again, I know that's kind of the moments that people have, but you'd be surprised that how many employers out there ask employees to do some shady things.
Now, it depends, though. Okay. It depends on if we're talking about if we're doing a criminal act against our competition. I mean, can we do something against them, like burn their place to the ground? I'm trying to figure that out.
I would recommend not doing that.
Okay, that's your recommendation.
Anytime you're going to violate the penal code, I would tend to advise against doing it. But especially in a situation where you're asking your employee to commit a criminal act, it's called the Sabine Pilot Doctrine, and that's just because that was the name of the case. It was almost 40 years ago now. The employee in that case was a deckhand, and he was ordered to pump bilge water directly into the water. And he realized that, well, you know, I'm pretty sure that's a, you know, criminal act. You know, I can't contaminate the water system. And found out, called the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard said, well, yeah, that's illegal. So they asked him to do it again, and they ended up firing him. The thing is, though, the Supreme Court it's such a narrow exception to the at-will doctrine. Basically, the only reason that they fire you is because you refuse to commit a criminal act. If there's anything else, you know, if they didn't like your shoes, you were 5 minutes late, then the employer is off the hook, which I know it seems a little silly, but, you know, there it is.
Well, I'm just saying, me personally, I have three kids, so I can't commit the crime. I'm going to have somebody else do it if that's what I really want to have done. So we're just going to agree to disagree on this one. So what you got for number two?
The other one, which, most employers pretty much discourage their, well, I say most, I know there are some that discourage their employees from discussing their salaries and pay rates with other coworkers. Unfortunately, that potentially violates the National Labor Relations Act. And, you know, basically the NLRA allows employees to discuss the terms and conditions of their employment, which definitely includes salary and benefit. You know, most employers think, well, that's the Labor Relations Act. That only applies to unionized employees. Well, no, actually, the NLRA applies to both union and non-union employees in some instances, and that's one of the instances that it does. So if you fire somebody for discussing their salary or other benefits with their coworkers, then you could potentially be in trouble. And then the last kind of oddball area of terminating employees is after a polygraph test. You know, I actually had this question come up with a client a couple of weeks ago, asking if they could give a polygraph to an employee. And, you know, I'm always hesitant to do it, number one. And number two, there's a federal law called the Employee Polygraph Protection Act, which, you know, basically there's very, very limited circumstances where you can actually administer a polygraph test to an employee. So don't be hooking anybody up to a lie detector test without talking to me, okay, Nolan?
All right, not a problem, man, not a problem. I'm always accusing somebody over here of something. I hook my kids up to polygraphs all the time. I'm saying, you said you dropped the cookie at 10:30. You know you just messed up, right? You know you just
right.
messed up. You said you dropped. So absolutely. So I won't do that to the employees.
Yeah, well, but the great thing is it doesn't say anything about kids. So it's just employees that they can get in trouble. So, you know, I frequently administer the lie detector test to my kids, and, you know, then we go to the waterboarding after that. So,
well, you sound like you were in a tight ship over there. I might hook them up to the polygraph, but there is really no consequence because their mom always come and save them and snatch everything off and look
right.
at me like I'm the wrong one. You know what I'm saying? It's that type of situation. So,
Mike, I understand.
Hey, great information every week. If somebody's looking for that first free consultation, how can they get in touch with you, Mark?
Two best ways are you can call me on my office phone, which is 281-489-3934, or look me up on my website, which is www.jmsmithlaw.com. And you can look at my website and fill out the contact information, and I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. So,
now, you have a blog on your website, correct?
I do, yeah. I've got it broken out into several areas. You know, employment law, I represent a lot of EMS clients, so emergency medical services, business formation, and that sort of thing. And then I just have a From the Blog link, too, that's got all my blog posts on it. So.
So I have some things coming up, and I know this is going to be from a selfish standpoint, but I have some things coming up this year. I would love for you to give us some information about contractual agreements.
Okay. Well, and that's fine. Yeah, no, that sounds good. I can kind of switch to the contracts realm, and if there's something in particular, just shoot me an email, and I'll do up a blog post on it, and we'll talk about it on next Monday.
Okay. Okay, and next Monday, I know you call in for, and I appreciate you all the time, and I have no idea what you go through in the morning because everybody has their own morning regimen or with kids or getting ready or meetings or whatever the case may be, and I think this is a great time to talk about next week. Next week is going to be an absolute fabulous show. I don't know if you've heard, but Sunita Trevino has been on my show a couple of times. And she's in the middle of getting her PhD right now in neuroplasticities. And it's all about how the brain works and creating new habits. And she's done something with me, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit after you know, you get off. But she's done a little something with me to show me my or help me create my purpose statement. And next week is going to be all about purpose. And I just want to bring up that I know you come in and really get the tips, but some of my people that call in all the time, and I'm saying it while I have Mark Smith on the phone, is that you really want to tune in to next week's show, because she's going to talk about how you, and we're going to talk about how we felt after actually getting our purpose statement. And somebody like you and somebody like Doug and all of these people that are really enhancing and enriching other people's lives, because I feel that's what you do through the service that you provide, when they break down your purpose and the reason that you feel like you're here on this planet, and you actually had no other way to put it into words until that moment, it's almost overwhelming. So I definitely want you to try to tune in for the whole shebang for next week. But if we could talk about contractual agreements next week, that would be great, Mark.
That sounds great, Nolan. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man. You enjoy your week, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
That sounds great.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.